Well, the city is focused on aerospace, nanotechnology, RFID technology. You know, we've designated a good portion of downtown Tech Town out to UDRI, which is University of Dayton's Research Institute, as an aerospace hub zone. And now that we've defined the boundaries, we're kind of defining exactly what benefits people could have living and working in the hub zone and what benefits businesses would have to establish themselves in the hub zone. And these are pretty much high-tech jobs. Hopefully, if we can increase the number of self-starters, opportunists, self-employed people, basically, if we can encourage people to follow their dreams, they will create jobs for people. I said when I was campaigning, why should we go after one company that will employ 1,000 people? Why don't we go after 1,000 people who want to be self-employed? And in 4 or 5 years, we'll have 5 or 6,000 people employed. We, as government, I think, have missed that opportunity. We always focus on the big industries, and half of all the businesses in the country are less than 20 employees.
Foreclosures and vacant properties continue to be a problem for Dayton, and I think the vacancy rate is somewhere around 21% in the city. How do you address the housing problem in Dayton?
Well, what you may see as a problem, many people see as an opportunity. We have all these immigrants coming here who see these vacant houses as an opportunity, but there are people who live here that see them as a problem and a blight. So I guess we have to meet a happy medium. We are demolishing a bunch of properties that aren't really salvageable. In some areas, we'll be expanding on the green space. We are also encouraging urban agriculture, and we're changing some of our zoning codes to reflect that, and beekeeping and stuff. We're going back to more of a suburban feel in some neighborhoods. But again, while we're doing that, we need to still attract people, create jobs, and with the immigrant population, some of them will just see opportunity where others see failure.
What is the status of the neighborhood stabilization money that was assisting in tearing down some of the nuisance properties?
Well, we're going to get updates at the city commission meetings every month or so, but we're trying, a lot of it's been allocated, and we're trying to spend it as fast as we can because there are deadlines to it on demolition and deconstruction. We've actually got a group of people that are deconstructing houses and selling the salvageable materials so that they don't go into a landfill. And we are actually doing some home remodeling and renovation and resale of those properties in certain areas where it's, I wouldn't say profitable, but where it's economically viable.
People often look to schools when they're deciding whether to move to an area or not. And Dayton Public Schools, according to the latest state report card, the school system is continuously improving, but they're still on academic watch. And I'm just wondering what your take is of the state of the city schools.
Well, there are certain schools that are doing exceptionally well. I mean, Stivers is the diamond, and people would actually leave California and relocate here to put their kids in a school like Stivers. I think what the statistics show, or what most people look at, is the overall performance numbers. But I would tell you, if you go to places like Thurgood Marshall, again, Stivers, Belmont's turned around. If you look at certain individual schools, you'll see that they're exceeding, and that story doesn't always get told. So one of my missions as mayor has been to influence the school district to get the good news out, and I know that the superintendent of Dayton Public Schools, Laurie Ward, is now appearing on television on a regular basis in the early morning hours to talk about good things going on at Dayton Public Schools, because there are good stories, but they're not being reported, and the only way we can report them is if we're willing to get up at 6 in the morning and show up at a news station and tell people, hey, you know, don't believe everything you're hearing, because there's more good than bad.
So beyond getting the stories out about the schools, what relationship does the mayor's office and the city have with the school board?
We have to work with them. I mean, basically, Dayton Public Schools is a completely different entity, and I have no jurisdiction over whatever decisions they make. I can't tell them to do something because they'll tell me no, and I have no authority over that. Again, we have the power to influence, which is basically, hey, here are some ideas, here are some things you could do. I know we're working with them more on youth programs and use of gyms and after-school type things, because we have recreation centers, and we're starting to find that for years we've been duplicating effort. And we just had a discussion regarding waste collection, what maybe looking forward, what we can do with regards to working together for recycling. And I don't expect immediate results, because we both have contracts with various companies that extend out to probably 2012. but we can at least start looking at numbers and seeing if we can collaborate on various things like that.